morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you are today. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing well. I'm still stunned that we are actually firmly in the second half of 2023. Didn't we just say Happy New Year just a minute ago? But anyway, we thank God we're all here and we are all alive and well by the grace of God. So I come to talk about one thing, but it's kind of like a many-layered one thing. Coming into July 2023, when I look back on the first 6 months of my life, you know, it has really been a roller coaster ride. And to be honest, I actually enjoyed every moment of it. I have enjoyed every moment of it, even the moments that were packed with a lot of stress and emotional turmoil. Because you see, even in those times when things, when there was so much noise all around, you know, there was one thing that I held on to. There was one thing that kept me stable. There was one thing that I stood on, if you like, as my foundation. And that one thing was the fact that God is with me, that God loves me, that God fights for me, that God's got me. I think, bottom line, God is for me. That's the one thing that has continuously and consistently been able to anchor me. And even when things get a bit shaky, or the noise gets a bit loud, or I begin to falter, the moment I can grab back onto that anchor, I can steady myself. And I think generally, this one thing is a fail-safe way to deal with all the days that we're going through, you know, even around the world. There's so much craziness going on. You just have to listen to the news for 10 minutes and you're like, what is going on? But in those situations as well, if we can remember one thing, if we can choose one thing, if we can go to one thing, this is the one thing we should always go to, that no matter what is going on in our lives or around us, no matter what is going on in the world around us, no matter the craziness, no matter the wars and rumors of wars and just madness everywhere, even in Nigeria here, can you imagine that the dollar is 7.95, the pound is 1,000 naira plus, and we're all still earning in naira, right? The people we're buying from are bringing things in FX, so they're charging us based on the current FX rate. The purchasing power is being eroded every day. But you know what? I've kept pulling my back from the brink of those anxious thoughts. There's fees in FX to be paid. I'm sure there's many of you listening to me, either you or a family friend or a relative or a sister or a brother is dealing with school fees. Even if you're paying school fees in naira, it's still a thing of to cause anxiety. If you're a hard-working person that is just earning money from a salary or a business that you're striving at, it's still cause for concern. And unless we hold on to this one thing, that God loves us, that He's for us, it could be a very slippery slope. And so this is how the first 6 months of the year have kind of anchored myself. So much funniness was going on, and you know how you're standing and you're feeling as if the world is just moving under you. The moment I just tell myself, you know what, no matter what's going on, no matter where this ends up, no matter what, God loves me, I'm able to get my balance again. And that's why I want to come and encourage you as well, you know. And every time I get really anxious, maybe over my children or something, I have to ask myself one question, and I encourage you to ask yourself one question, that this feeling you're feeling, it suggests that you don't really believe that God loves you. Because if you really believe that God loves you and God has got you and you trust his love for you and you trust that he's working everything out for your good, even if you don't understand what's going on or you can't see it, you should not be this anxious. Do you grab? You should not be this anxious. And don't get me wrong, I'm not even saying that, you know, getting scared or getting anxious or being fearful is wrong in itself. It's when we camp there and we now allow it to take us down this rabbit hole of morbid fear, you know, and anxiety where your heart is beating. That's where it becomes an issue. Because even Jesus Christ, you know, for me, what we read about in the Garden of Gethsemane, that was a man that was scared of what he saw ahead of him. He was anxious. He did not want to go there, you know. So getting anxious and scared is not the problem. It's when we let those feelings override the truth that we know. And just like Jesus Christ, I think eventually he remembered who he was. He remembered that God loved him. He remembered that he could trust God. He remembered that at the end of the day, he was going to be victorious. And he used those truths to pull himself back from the brink of the negativity where he was sweating blood. To sweat blood is not a joke. That is the height of anxiety, you know. Because when do we sweat? When we sweat, we break out in cold sweat when we're afraid, right? So by the time you're breaking out in cold blood sweat, that is the height of it. But we know how that story ended in the end. And that's what we should always hold on to ourselves. No matter what's going on around us, if we're unable to draw ourselves back from those anxious thoughts, we're unable to remind ourselves of how much we're loved by God, then the question is, do you not believe that God loves you? Do you not believe in God? You know, it's very easy to say, yeah, God loves me, I know who I am, I'm this, I'm that. But do you really believe in those things? The believer's anthem, when you're singing it, do you really believe the words you're singing? When you say Jesus loves you too much, excess love, do you really believe that Jesus loves you too much? Because if you do, then when those anxious and fearful thoughts come around, you should be able to swat them away like a disgusting fly and say, no, I will not entertain this thought anymore, because I may not understand how, I may not see it, but I understand who I have called my Father, and I understand the love he has for me. That one thing, that love of God that we know we are beneficiaries of, should always be able to bring us back from the brink, right? The one thing is love. The one thing is the love of God. My other one thing is really about us as Christians. I think the time has come for us to also demonstrate that the one thing is love. At the end of the day, really, the one thing is love, but I'm breaking it down. As Christians, I think, I don't know, me, this is what I'm thinking, and if you feel the same, I encourage you to come along in this journey. It's time for us to be more and speak less. We talk too much. Talk too much, and nothing that we say is being demonstrated by our lives. I think it's time for us to show who we are and talk less. Let our lives, let the way we live, let the way we behave, the way we show up, in any way, let that be our sermon. Let that be our evangelism tool. Let our lives be love. Let our lives be that one thing. More than we talk it, we can post. If it be you and me, I post now. We can post plenty of things on Instagram or Facebook, LinkedIn. Show, tell, speak of all that we are and all that we think. do that, oh, but if you're doing that 10 times, live it 100 times more. Live it 1,000 times more. People want to see and experience Jesus and his love from you more than they want to hear you speak about it. Let's stop speaking about Jesus Christ more than we're actually living him out for people to see. I'm not saying don't talk about Christ. I'm not saying don't share your faith. I'm not saying don't encourage people to come and tap into the awesome things that we're experiencing in Christ Jesus. I'm just saying live it more. Be about it more. Let people experience him more. Let that be your one thing. At least let that be one of your one things in this second half of 2023, that you're going to be the love of Christ to people more than you talk about it. Talk about it, but be about it more. All right? I have many other one things, but I'll just keep it at that for now. One, the first one thing, don't let anxiety and fear displace your trust in God. And if you are not able to shake the fear and the anxiety, sit down with yourself and really say, do I really believe in God? Do I really see him as my father? Do I really honestly believe that he loves me? Because if I do, then why am I this scared? Why am I this frightened? Why am I this worried about my future? And the second thing is, let's be about Jesus more than we talk about him. Let's be about our faith, demonstrating it, you know, more than we're talking about it. Let's really go out there and love our neighbors as we love ourselves, because we first of all love God, and he has loved us so much and poured so much love into us. We should be overflowing with the one thing. We should be overflowing with the love of God in all that we do. That's what I'm gonna be about, by the grace of God, as God helps me. Because really, what else is there? What else is there? All these things we're chasing. Little year. All that really matters is Jesus. Ciao. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the rest of your week. And remember, be about that one thing. Bye.